I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Podcast, everybody. Great to have you back here, Dirtbags, as always. And hey, we're bringing you live from Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, and it's always a pleasure, Nolan and I. You know, we got to get after it this week with the trade deadlines and, unfortunately, the sad passing of one Vin Scully. Nolan, I know, is a good message to pass along and a good conversation on that one, so he'll be talking about that as well. And, you know, it's a sad timing, obviously, devastating timing, quite honestly, for all of us as baseball fans, to be coincided with the trade deadline and the excitement and the rush of this time of year. So, you know, it's an unfortunate situation, but we'll be talking about all that stuff on this episode. We'll be breaking it down, giving our analysis, and you know what, you know, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. And that's all part of what the show is all about, but that's what sports is about. That's what baseball is about. And that's what the trade deadline is all about at this time of year. So we've certainly got our thoughts and opinions on it. So, but before we get going with that, you know what, head on over to www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We've got it there for you. We've got the college playbook also on there, as you know, or may not know. And that's your ebook downloadable as soon as you purchase it. And that's going to be your college guidance and athletic recruiting guidebook, step-by-step process for you. So if you're going through that process, you want to get your hands on it. There's no question about it. And definitely, as always, we've got our YouTube channel, and you can find us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, where we also do the Dirtbag Baseball Talk as well on that one. So we've been doing the Win Reality series over the last several weeks, and I've got another good one coming up this week on a young man by the name of Thomas Greeley, and it's definitely a dirtbag story. There's no question about it. Well, you just want to tune in. You want to head over there, you want to subscribe to us, and you want to tune in and be able to see that one, because I can guarantee it's a dirtbag story. There's no question about it. So, like I said, thanks for being with us, Dirtbags. And you know what? We're always excited to have you here with us and wherever you are listening from our Sports Byline USA network to our terrestrial stations to our Armed Forces network. God bless you, and thank you for doing what you do out there. To just anybody and everybody that's on our Apple or Google podcast, make sure you spread the message for us. And you know what? We love having you. We do it for you, as you know, and we can't do it without you. So we're going to be right back here in 2 seconds, and we're going to get after it with the trade deadline and the Vin Scully. So be right back, Dirtbags.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year, you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A four-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
Right now, 24-count Crayola crayons and Polly Pocket folders are just 50 cents each, and one-inch binders are only $1.99. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples. We're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness, antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
Right now, you deserve the network more people rely on. That's why we're introducing Welcome Unlimited for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Hey, welcome back, Dirtbags. And as I said before the break, I'm not sure where Nolan, where you want to start with it, but I know we've got a lot of conversations on the table for tonight. So let's get after it, man.
So, I mean, the interesting one, Boston Red Sox. I genuinely don't have a clue what they were doing. I thought, okay, maybe they're going to be sellers when they make their first move, selling off Christian Vasquez. Big fan of the Eric Hosmer trade. I think that was a no-brainer for Boston. Obviously, San Diego's picking up the entirety of the contract. So, I mean, that's $44 million left out over the next three and then this year. So, like, that to me is a no-brainer. If you don't have to pay a guy and he's going to give you back something in return, like, yeah, you take full advantage of that. But, I mean, I really expected them to try and trade off a couple other pieces, whether it be Nathan Eovaldi, a JD Martinez. Xander Bogaerts obviously has basically said he's opting out after this year. And then Bogaerts came out today and he was like, yeah, like if we had any intentions on trying to compete this year, trading Christian Vasquez was completely the wrong move, especially when you're trading Jake Dykeman to the Chicago White Sox to get Reese McGuire from them, a catcher who's hitting .549 OPS wise this year, like former Jays and Pirates farmhand. I mean, just nothing about their plan made sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know what direction they were going. It really is confusing to, well, obviously to Xander Bogaerts, and I'm sure he's not alone in it. But hey, let's be honest. I mean, with that conversation, that statement right there, but it's basically setting the table for what his plans are for the offseason, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, he's. I mean, it was kind of already implied that he was going to opt out after this year. Wasn't really any sort of consideration for him to accept the $20 million, considering the way that he's played this year and throughout the past 3 years, well, basically the duration of his contract. He's definitely worth more than $20 million at this point in time.
Well, I think Chase Bloom, like, missed it big time. You know what? I get that Bogaerts, I mean, hey, he's a Boston. Well, you took the backlash from the Mookie Betts a couple of years ago, but who cares? With the way things moved this year, I mean, we're going to talk about Soto, but look at the other players, Castillo, the other big guys. You know what? You got to move. There's your opportunity. You got to move Bogaerts, no matter how hard that move is to make it or not. Because look at what was coming back. And you're not going to get the haul of a Soto or Steele, I get, because that team also has that option of the team that trades for Bogarts, is what I'm saying, also has to worry about re-signing him. I get that. But boy, the way teams were giving up players, I think he missed the boat. I think he flat out missed the boat and missed the opportunity on moving Bogarts right now, as hard as that decision was.
Well, it's the same to me as San Francisco not moving Carlos Rodon. I mean, obviously, tons of risk involved. Carlos Rodon still has another year at $22 million or $24 million, whatever his contract is next year. But, I mean, that's a player option. And he's already basically said the exact same thing with the way that he's pitching this year. He's been a top five pitcher in all of baseball. Fourth lowest ERA, I think top five for Ks per nine still. I mean, he's riding that four-seam fastball at the top of the zone until he dies right now. I mean, it's 96, 97, 98, and it's straight Chet. Like, he's blowing it past dudes. But, I mean, still, like, huge injury risk. But the year that he's having right now, like, it's another team that surprised me at the fact that they didn't try and sell him off and at least recoup some good prospects.
Let me ask you, I mean, do you think they just got lost and didn't think the Soto trade was going to come to fruition? Do you think they just didn't think that? Like, I have to believe that all of a sudden that trade came and they're like, oh my God.
I mean, I guess
we should have traded them.
Here's the way that
there's not a chance we're going to beat the Dodgers or the Padres or whatever with that trade. Technically on paper, I realize it's still on paper. They got to come out and play the Padres now. They made the move. But to me, it's like those are just bad, bad baseball moves. I don't care what anybody says. To me, those are just inconceivable baseball moves.
Yeah. No,
to a degree, I know you're going to talk about it, Nolan, or whatever, and that is like Milwaukee with Hader. Yeah, they got Rodgers back, and Rodgers is having a hell of a season, too, just like Hader is in the relief closer role. But they had that opportunity a year ago to move him, and they wouldn't do it. They would have got even more back then. I have to believe they would have got more a year ago. And I get, hindsight's 2020. I get that. But BS. They had the opportunity to move him 2 years ago or last year with 2 years remaining. Like, I don't know. Some confusing moves for me personally.
Yeah, no, I mean, you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, you hear Devin Williams right after the trade, basically. They're interviewing him, and he's like, I don't know what to say. Like, we're first place in the NL Central. We're probably going to play San Diego in the first round of the playoffs based on the way it's kind of ending right now. Like, and he was even lost for words. He was just like, yeah, like, I mean, I get it. We're getting Josh Hader. He's got a 4.25 ERA this year. I mean, he sucked the past, what, 8 games? I think he's had 13 earned runs against or something like that. So, I mean, his ERA jumped up to 4.25. I mean, they get back Taylor Rogers, who's, oddly enough, second in the NL for saves with 28. Hader had 29. Rogers has a 4.35 ERA. Nothing spectacular either way. I mean, San Diego did give up some good prospects. No two ways about it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, you're looking at it and you're like, yeah, that return was pretty light for Josh Hader. Like, right now, I mean, I'm still going to bat for Josh Hader being the best relief pitcher in baseball. Like, I know Ryan Helsley.
Yeah, I mean, especially when we're still talking about prospects, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we say it every year at this time, Nolan. Prospects are prospects. I don't care whether you're number one or in the top 100. Hey, you know what? There's value in that. Obviously, you're a pretty good player. But at the end of the day, AA, AAA to the MLB, we know it's a fine line between making it and never, never making it. Not only not making it, never making it.
Yeah, like that's the thing at the end of the day. I mean, they still got a way that I look at it. I like the Washington Nationals return a lot more than I like Milwaukee's return. Obviously, I mean, it's two different players altogether. Like, let's not try and compare these two. But I'm just saying, Josh Hader, in terms of relief pitchers, he's still probably 1A, 1B in the league. Like, I take out these eight games, whatever, that's an anomaly. That guy's still Josh Hader. Like, you should still get back a better return than what they actually gave up. Because Dinelson Lamet, like, I mean, yeah, he's a great pitcher when he's healthy, but when's he healthy?
Scrub.
Like
scrub. That's what I said. I think a year ago, they just lost it. They just lost it. I hate that. And you know what? That's why we got to call those guys out. Hey, they're still the GM and we're nothing. We get that, dirtbags. We get that. But let's be honest, whether you're thinking it or not thinking it, somebody out there is thinking it, because those are just, they're too late. They're too late, a year too late. They had great offers last year.
Oh, 100%.
And they turned them down.
100%.
And, you know, so inexcusable. For me, it's as simple as that. Inexcusable, Nolan. The Bogarts and the Hader. Those are just two that are inexcusable for me.
So two teams that I absolutely love this trade deadline, Cincinnati Reds, Baltimore Orioles. Cincinnati Reds, obviously, they had a plan going in. They knew that they were sellers. Everybody knew that they were sellers. They got back a great haul. I mean, we just talked about it. We're not in love with prospects, obviously. But you're looking at the amount of prospects that they got back. They got back three shortstops within the top 50 of MLB.com. So, I mean, you got to assume at least one of those guys has to pan out. They got back multiple starting pitchers who, I mean, obviously they need. Like, don't get me wrong, they're giving up Luis Castillo, who I believe has one more year under contract. Tyler Mahle, one more year under contract. Brandon Drury, who was a minor league free agent signing this offseason. They get back the number six prospect from San Diego. And like Tyler Naquin, obviously, they dealt him a bit earlier in the week to Minnesota, to New York Mets, but obviously, same thing. They got back good prospects for them. Like, it was a great team move. Baltimore, obviously, I think surprised a lot of people, but I mean, they did the right thing. They knew that they're probably another year out with a lot of their guys coming up next year. And I mean, their GM, even today, he was saying it. He was just like, yeah, you know what? Next year, this offseason, I think it's liftoff from here for this team. And you know what? I love that. He knew going in, you know what? I got to trade these older guys on the team that have value, get back what I can, because next year, you know what? We're starting to rock and roll.
Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break talking about the Juan Soto, Vin Scully, Yankees, and more.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491.
When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Dirtbags, welcome back. And we were talking about the Baltimore Orioles and the Reds, in our perception, making great moves before the break. So, Nolan, stay right after it, brother. Let's continue.
All right. I mean, everybody wants to get into it. Juan Soto, Josh Bell, Josh Hader, Brandon Drury, the new look San Diego Padres. Once Fernando Tatis comes back, I mean, they got everybody on board. That's going to be a great team. With no outfielders outside of Juan Soto. They haven't gotten a lot of production out of their outfielders, though. So if you were looking for a team that needed Juan Soto the most out of like the playoff caliber teams, absolutely, San Diego makes the most sense. Am I devastated being a Cardinals fan and finding out that they were in the top three? Absolutely. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I mean, he's on a Hall of Fame caliber trajectory at this point in time right now. Like, being compared to Ted Williams and everybody, it's like, yeah. Everybody, every team should want a guy like that. But, I mean, San Diego, you know what? More power to you. You gave up a lot. AJ Preller, pressure's on, man. No two ways about it. I know you want to get into that, Kirk. AJ Preller has all the pressure in the world right now to get a World Series this year. There's no two ways about it. Like, he has traded every prospect that system has, essentially, for... I mean, don't get me wrong. Obviously, Juan Soto comes with a couple of years of arbitration still before he's a free agent. But, I mean, let's be honest. There is no fine line here. It is World Series or bust for the San Diego Padres.
Well, to me, he's A.J. Preller we're talking about is, Dave Dombrowski Jr., or actually maybe senior or whatever, and that Dombrowski has depleted a lot of organizations over his general managerial career. And Preller, I mean, hey, he was a sitting duck. He was a sitting duck from the Dodgers, and he was a sitting duck by his owners. And then part of it he's brought on over the last 3-4 years, right? He's gone out, and you know what? You got your Clevinger trade for Naylor and Cal Quantrill 2 years or last year or whatever. No, 2 years. And the list goes on. The list goes on for who he traded or, and then going back to the Hosmer signing and stuff like that. Bottom line is there's a guy that's desperate. I don't care what anybody says. Team looks great. I don't think, you know, you put him in a Padres uniform. I don't think the colors are nice. I don't think the uniforms are nice. I don't think they sell enough jerseys to make it worthwhile worldwide. You put him in a Dodgers or a Yankees uniform, and I'm glad that he didn't go to the Dodgers or the Yankees. That's not the debate I'm talking about right here. But, man, you just gave away the farm. You gave away the farm for one guy, and, hey, I get it. What are we talking? Another 3 years, right, Nolan? Like, well, this year and two more years.
Yeah.
But Tatis, what did Tatis get last year? 345 for 15 or whatever it is. And he's been out almost a year since then on the injured list. Never a guarantee of what's going to come back when we're talking about shoulders, right? They can operate on dislocated shoulders, but anybody that I've talked to in professional sports say it's pretty damn tough to come back from it fully with those same issues arising over and over and over again for the rest of their life.
Well, Andy's a terrible shortstop. Like, defensively, I don't care what anybody says. Tatis, to me, is not a great shortstop, so they should move him to the outfield. So, I mean, I guess that's going to help. But, yeah, you gave up C.J. Abrams.
I was going to say you had to give away your shortstop for Soto, so there you go. The bottom line is, here we go. Exactly right. The Dodgers are the Dodgers. That's who they're competing against. Really nobody else. They're not focused on anybody else in the NL. They're focused on beating the Dodgers. And they should be. They're the leaders of the NL. even though the Atlanta Braves are the reigning World Series champions, the Dodgers are the Yankees of the NL. Done. Your ownership has been spending money the last 3-4 years, right? So they must have said, look, at either way, you're a sitting duck. So if you can pull this trade off and we win a World Series, you get to save face and you get to keep your job. Well, if you don't, you're fired.
And yeah, and San Diego's not that big of a market to the point where they should be making like these moves that they are, if you know what I'm saying. Like, don't get me wrong. Helping it all out. But yeah, no, like I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying. Like, it's not New York. It's not the Los Angeles markets. It's San Diego. No, like they are literally in a bind. I mean, if you're ownership, you're probably, like you just said, like literally, okay, you know what? We won a World Series. You keep your job. You lose, you're gone, and basically we're starting from scratch. Because, I mean, still, I was surprised that they didn't go out and get a starting pitcher. Like, I thought that they were realistically going to make a move for a Pablo Lopez or something like that. And I know that they got a ton of starting pitchers there. But realistically speaking, Blake Snell hasn't worked out.
They did the extension, $100 million extension, 5 years with Musgrove.
Joe Musgrove. He's worked out. He's worked out immaculately. Like, no choice about it.
And then did the relief with Hader, which, again, like you said, I mean, he's had a tough July. So you never know how those are going to work out or whatever. But the bottom line is, right, in football, you often hear about it, right? Who's number one in jersey sales? Who's the top, what, five in jersey sales or whatever it is?
Yeah.
You put Machado, Soto, and Junior. I don't think they're in the top three or the top five in jersey sales. So why is that important to me, Dirtbags? That's important to me because that's at least return on your investment. You put those jerseys in, like I said, the Yankees or the Dodgers, obviously, it's easy to sit there and go, oh, well, that's easy or whatever. The Cubs, even. They're global teams. And I can validate that because, as you know, I'm over here in France right now coaching and developing baseball, and all I see are Yankees hats. I see one or two Dodgers hats, but I don't see anything else. Actually, in fairness, I did see one Oakland A's hat this week. And what was the other one I saw? Oh, an Arizona Diamondbacks, of all things. And I don't think it was an American wearing it. But my whole point is, those are global teams. That's why those teams can go make those trades and overcome them if they don't work. Like a Joey Gallo with the Yankees, right?
Yep.
Randy Johnson with the Yankees way back in our generation, Dirtbags. Any of them are my age. Back in the 90s when they tried it. And it just didn't work out. Well, Sonny Gray for your generation, Noel, not working out with the Yankees, right?
Yep.
But they can sell enough of those jerseys that even though it didn't work out, they're breaking even or still making money on it. Man, the Padres have to win that World Series. They have to win it to me. Are you that far along? I don't know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. You're ticked right off of your Cardinals, but they wouldn't pull the trigger. And I don't know what to think about that one. Why you guys didn't pull it. I mean, obviously we heard the rumblings of the Dylan Carlson not wanting to put him in there and that. And
I think realistically the reason the Cardinals didn't make the move was just because they don't have healthy outfielders right now. Like, that's all that I can think of is because, okay, so you trade Dylan Carlson, let's just say hypothetically, from what I heard, basically Dylan Carlson, Nolan Gorman, Mason Winn, Matthew Liberatore, or another one of their starting pitchers, and like I'm saying in the minor leagues, and Alec Burleson or something like that, another outfield prospect, was going to be basically the return for Juan Soto, or they do Jordan Walker, Mason Winn, Liberatore, couple other guys. I can't even remember who it was, but basically it was either going to be Carlson and Gorman from the major leagues or Walker plus from the minor leagues. And without Harrison Bader being available to play center field, I mean, it's one of those things where he's got the plantar fasciitis. Like, you don't know how he's going to rebound after that. Tyler O'Neill obviously has struggled all year to stay healthy, and he struggled offensively when he was healthy. Lars Nootbaar is not a guy where you're comfortable putting him in center field to replace Dylan Carlson by any means for Juan Soto to come into right field. I get it. The offense is crazy good, but like realistically, how does that help the St. Louis Cardinals defensively? Because I mean, it's a massive park and everything like that. So it's not like hitters are loving going to St. Louis trying to hit home runs there. I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I'm not trying to defend the Cardinals for not making the move. Like I'd sit here and tell you to your face, like I almost cried seeing him go to San Diego instead of St. Louis. Like I was that so hurt. I'm like, you can't tickle me like that and then just leave me hanging. Like, come on, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I was so upset, but at the same time, like I completely understand where the Cardinals are coming from. No, exactly. Like that's the thing. Like St. Louis.
Can't give away the farm. So let me ask you, Nolan. Now that we're talking about it, do you think the Dodgers really had any intention of getting him? Or do you think because they knew the Padres were the team that they just upped the ante? Now Mike Rizzo can go, well, the Dodgers are in on this, Preller. The Dodgers are in on this.
That's the thing. I don't even know if the Dodgers actually made an official offer. Nothing ever came out about them making an official offer. It was the same as the Yankees, same as the Jays. When reports that came out where it was just like, no, we kicked the tires and realized.
So now, they pick up the phone to say that we're in on it. So now the Dodgers are going to pay. We just talked about it. They depleted their farm system.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're empty now. They're legitimately empty now. And I get it for 2 or 3 years. But do you think the Dodgers just got in on that for that sole purpose? And we've got 50 seconds.
Yeah, I'd imagine. I 100% agree with what you're saying, because there was never any reports of what the Dodgers were offering or anything like that. It was always just, okay, watch out for the Dodgers. The Dodgers are a team to keep an eye on. The Dodgers are this and that. And last year, because of exactly what happened with Trey Turner and Max Scherzer, like all of a sudden San Diego had them and then they didn't have them because the Dodgers came in and took them at the 11th hour. But I don't know. Like, I can't sit here and say one way or the other whether the Dodgers made an official offer. But it sure as heck sounds like, yeah, you know what? We're just going to make an offer just so then that way San Diego has to go boom, 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 boom.
We're going to be right back here in a few seconds, and we'll just continue on with this conversation, Dirtbags.
Progressive's Home Court Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Court Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Hi, Tom Baudette here. Thinking about road tripping to the family reunion. Potato salad, doing battle with the sun, dog crawling all over the cousins, and nothing brings us closer than someone squished in the middle seat. Well, it's a good thing Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. They'll get you out of that minivan so the kids can get all spiffed up before Grandma starts pinching their cheeks. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples. Purchase a travel service and get 20% off the rest of your purchase. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started
back. N731. In-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain products, services, and technology. See staplesconnect.com/services/travel for details.
You know when you see a great deal on a phone and then you find out it's not for you? Not at Verizon.
They just gave us all a new iPhone 13.
So we both got the same great deal.
Yep.
Get iPhone 13 on us with select trade-in and 5G unlimited plans for every customer, current, new, everyone, to show the love. Only from Verizon. $799.99, 128 gigabytes only, device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line required. Less up to $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And hey, we're going to pick it up right where we left it off. Nolan, you were just asking what are thoughts on the Nationals' return for Bell and Soto. So,
you know,
I'll start.
You know what? I'm a big fan of it, honestly. I really am. I like the return the Nats got. Obviously, Soto, I mean, so for hockey, for fans that actually watch hockey and stuff like that, there's a guy up in Calgary. His name was Matthew Tkachuk. His one of his teammates, Jonathan Gaudreau, just signed with the Columbus Blue Jackets this offseason. After that move happened, Tkachuk basically said, you know what, I'm not interested in signing a long-term extension here. Calgary gets on the phone the next day. They trade him down to Florida. They get Jonathan Huberdeau. I'm drawing a blank on the other guy's name and a couple other picks. But basically, it was a great haul for a great player. Like, Jonathan Huberdeau had the second most points. Tkachuk is younger than Huberdeau, but same thing, like just a great player all around. My point being, though, Juan Soto did the exact same thing. Rejects the offer. Yep. Obviously, it comes out in the news, basically saying the 15-year 440 was rejected. At that point in time, okay, my cards are already shown if I'm Washington. Like, I know that I have no leverage in this situation. He's not going to re-sign, so I get whatever I can. And you're under the assumption, okay, well, that's going to be pennies on the dollar. They got $1.20 for a dollar. Like, no two ways about it. Yeah. I love the return that they got. I mean, whether Mackenzie Gore can stay healthy or not, he's proven it at the big league level enough this year to the point where I'm confident in him. All their prospects, I mean, it's a crapshoot with prospects. We always say that, whether they actually pan out or not. But you can look up and down, and everybody's got them highly regarded across the industry for what they are as prospects. I mean, obviously, the headliner coming back is C.J. Abrams, but even the kid from Single A, I'm drawing a blank on his first name. Wood is his last name. The 6'7" outfielder, basically his comp is Aaron Judge right now. They're saying his power is off the charts. Like, they're saying in terms of raw power, he might have the best raw power grade in the minor leagues within the next year just because he's such a big and strong kid. I mean, he's down in Single A, so it's tough to say one way or the other. Like, you'd like to see him at Double A, Triple A. But, I mean, still, in terms of what the Nats are getting, they can pencil in most of those guys right now into their lineup and be happy about it.
Well, that's it, right? You take into account Scherzer and Trey Turner last year, so you got Josiah Gray, you got Kiebert Ruiz behind the dish for them. You know, Gray ties in with Mackenzie Gore, two young studs, hopefully, for the next, what, 5-6 years? You've got, like you said, C.J. Abrams hopefully fills in. Does he become a Trey Turner? I don't know if he becomes a Trey Turner all over or whatever and that, but hey, you know what? He's going to be more, he should be more than serviceable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then like you said, you got a couple of good looking outfield prospects. You can go out and trade outfield guys or whatever and that, but hey, when you need pitching, and let's be honest, I mean, obviously they need pitching, the Nats, but good, young, controllable pitchers for all those years. Hey, even if I can't see them not working out, I'll put it that way. So hey, thumbs up. Like you said, I like the fact that Rizzo didn't play games. He basically said, like you said, I see the writing on the wall. We're not going to mess around. We're not going to play games. I'm going to trade him now when I can get my fullest haul. He's got two and a half years left. Go get him, but by God, you're going to pay for it. And he got it. So good for him. It's as simple as that. So, hey, let's hammer down now. Okay, so we go back to last one. All right, let's go get Luis Castillo. Enough for them, or do they need to get more going in there against the Astros? For me, they need to get more.
Yeah, Seattle was a team that I kind of expected to make another headliner move, and they never really did it. I mean, it's tough, though, to really do anything with that team. Like, they got tons of young outfielders. I was expecting them to move one of them, whether it be Kelenic or Kyle Lewis. Obviously, you're not dealing Julio Rodriguez, just because, I mean, you'd be insane too. But I'm just saying, though, like a Kelenic or Kyle Lewis, both guys, young guys with tons of control. I expected them to make a move for another starting pitcher, especially after the way that Marco Gonzalez pitched against the Yankees there the other day. You saw that, where that was just an assassination on his MLB career, basically.
I thought they might double up with Cincinnati, right? Go Castillo and Molly.
Yeah, I mean, that would have made a lot of sense. Minnesota made great moves, too. Minnesota, I like where their heads were at. They went out, got Mally. They got a Jorge Lopez.
Well, Indians and White Sox couldn't do anything.
Guardians.
I apologize. Yeah, you're right. And absolutely, I love the subtle little things that the Twins did.
Yeah,
good for them.
Yeah, perfect. The Twins established the AL Central's their division this year. I mean, more power to them. I love it. But yeah, in terms of what you're saying for Seattle, yeah, like, I couldn't see them making an upgrade at shortstop. J.P. Crawford's held that down. He's been great at shortstop for him. Second base, I would have loved to seen them make a move this year for a second baseman. Just because Adam Frazier, I mean, that trade hasn't worked out the way that they were hoping for. Obviously, he hasn't produced the way that they were expecting. First base, I thought that they might be in on Josh Bell. Obviously, Josh Bell was flipped down with Soto. But I think it was an interesting one that they maybe could have done it. And especially since you know how aggressive they are out there in Seattle, like they do not sit on their hands. Jerry DePoto will literally, I mean, he's basically same boat. Like, he's got tons of guys that he can flip, and they have tons of control. I would have loved to have seen them either A, get a closer, or B, get a, like, I'm saying a back-end bullpen guy, obviously, necessarily a closer, but just a great guy. Realistically, I thought that they were going to call up Miami and get Pablo Lopez. I was very surprised they need outfield depth, and they're all about the youth down in Miami. Obviously, it's a team that's not competing this year. That one made a lot of sense to me. If you're trying to flip and you're trying to get another legitimate ace to pair with Luis Castillo, Pablo Lopez made a lot of sense to me, especially since he's got another year of contract or 2 years of contract. I can't remember.
So let's drop down and look at the Astros or whatever. And that, obviously, they didn't get really, to me, their main objective in a center field or whatever, but I love the Mancini. I love the Mancini trade. I think that's character. Just kind of a guy that fits in with their system. And really, I think they're fine. I think they're totally fine.
And did you see the first at-bat for Trey Mancini?
No.
Bah-bah. Home run. Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Right away.
So there you
go. Good start to your career. No, honestly, Houston's a team where, if they were going to make a move, it would have been probably for a back-end starter. I don't think they really need any particular starting pitching help, but I think they could have used another three or four guy, basically slide in there, give up some lower-level prospects, a center fielder maybe. Their center fielder's kind of been they've been serviceable. It's not like they're hurting them. First base, though, they definitely need the first baseman. Obviously, the way that Gurriel has played this year has not been replicable of his previous 5 years, 6 years, basically, where he's been one of the best hitting first basemen in the major leagues. And, Trey Mancini, I got no problem with that trade. But, yeah, I would have liked to have seen them go out and get another guy. But in terms of what the rest of the AL West did, it's not like they needed to make a move to counter anybody.
No, they didn't need it. So we got about 5 minutes and 50 seconds left in this part of the segment. So let's go to the AL East. Very disappointed in their race. There must be something going on there that they were very much, more or less inactive all across the board. Orioles, we talked about them. Love what they did. Really love what they did. Yankees, obviously, I walk away coming out number one in the AL East. Jays. Yes, they got a couple of bullpen arms and stuff like that. Yes, they pick up a very interesting Whit Merrifield when last week the Royals came to town and he wasn't even vaccinated. So I have to assume That was part of the deal before they agreed to it. But the Yankees, for me, leading all the way. I think they just made some really good moves, really solid moves, and didn't get caught into the Soto thing. They knew what they wanted. Cashman stayed true and hey, went about it and did business.
Well, if Bader comes back, I mean, they got three Gold Glove outfielders. You have, like, obviously in Benintendi, Bader, and Judge. You have, like, Frankie Montas, obviously, and then made Jordan Montgomery expendable, which, to me, I thought that was a great trade for St. Louis. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I thought that was a great
like
trade.
That one.
I love
I
Jordan
like
Montgomery coming back.
Yeah, I like that one because Jameson Taillon hasn't had the last, three starts be very good.
And he's Garrett Cole awful. And Garrett Cole today got absolutely murdered again.
Yeah.
Like he looked horrible against Seattle. So, I mean,
he's had some buckles.
Yeah, like that's the thing. He's been up and down at best this year, and it was hilarious. Ben Verlander said he was one of his top five pitchers in the major leagues there last week. I saw that on MLB on Fox, and I started laughing. I'm like, yeah, he hasn't watched a game this year than for Garrett Cole.
Yeah.
Like he's been ever since the spider tech got removed or whatever the heck they called it, the grip stuff. He's been
exactly
a human.
Exactly right.
He's been human. He hasn't been that $300 million.
Let's go over to the NL East. Very inactive. Yes, what the Phillies went out and got what Noah Syndergaard and for Mickey Moniak and another minor leaguer. Just a very little subtle move.
I like the Brandon Marsh trade for Philadelphia. That's their center fielder of the future.
That could work out.
And their catcher, JT Realmuto, is obviously going to be their catcher for the next 4 years. They have Garrett Stubbs, I think his name is, as their backup. So it's like, okay, their number three prospect, that Ohug, became expandable in that trade. So, I mean, that's a no-brainer to me.
I think Alex Anthopoulos did a nice job down there with the Braves and stuff like that. But I'll tell you, man, I was just dumbfounded that the Mets just didn't get anything done. It seemed like
They got Mikel Givens from the Cubs. That's not enough though. The Phillies Syndergaard. I mean, you're getting him for a year, so it's not like it's the end of the world. It's a good trade.
No.
The issue is he's a sinker ball pitcher, and last time I checked, the Phillies still don't have a defense. So I don't know how that's going to work out for them. Like, I feel bad for Syndergaard because he's actually having a great year. But, they still don't have a shortstop. They still don't have a third baseman. Like, don't get me wrong. I mean, they went out and got Edmundo Sosa before the deadline day actually began. So, I mean, like, he's a good defensive shortstop, but he can't hit worth a damn. I think the best move that the Mets made was Jacob DeGrom coming back.
Yeah, like, that's what I said. I was telling people over here in France about that. That's about the best thing. And one of my New York Mets fans that I have as a friend as well saying that might be the biggest move. But and maybe that's the way they looked at it. I thought, like we talked about last week, I thought they'd go out and get that catcher, shore it up. But obviously the Cubs were asking for too much for Contreras. I don't know what the Rangers were asking for Perez. I mean, obviously Johnny Gray went on the DL this week or whatever and stuff. I thought the Yankee or the Rangers, sorry, might have been a little bit like the Orioles in Cincinnati. Not Cincinnati so much, but maybe the Orioles and the Red Sox, where they were sellers and buyers almost.
Yeah, they should have gone full sell mode or full buy mode. They shouldn't have hovered on the fence with it. Like, you're not a team in contention this year.
Yeah,
you gotta go one way or the other. Yeah, so I don't understand what they were doing, but Perez. Yeah. I mean, the only thing that I can think of is maybe you have him. Maybe you say to him, hey, listen, like, we want to re-sign you type of deal, finish out the year. I mean, he'll get a qualifying offer after the year's done, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I still expected them to trade him.
Yeah, a few of those teams just went quiet, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and that was it. So, overall, an active day and an active trade week or whatever, and that, obviously, I'm sure all of us dirtbags are pleasantly, I am personally pleasantly overwhelmed at how much was given out for these major league players in prospects and stuff like that. and how much, you know, teams that did go in actually went in and fought for it. And it's obviously it's awesome having more teams into the playoff opportunity. It just builds up the attention that much more. So, but when we come back, I know Nolan's going to give his final thoughts on the living legend, Vin Scully. So stay with us, Dirtbags.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, welcome back to the Final Thoughts, Dirtbags. And Nolan, I'm not going to waste your time. Go ahead with it. And I know it's a valuable one to you.
So, I mean, I went to school for sports broadcasting when I was down in the States. And, I mean, one of the reasons that I got into it was because of a guy like Vin Scully. I mean, he had one of the most famous calls of all time for football in terms of my 49ers beating Kirk's Dallas Cowboys. The catch at that point in time when Dwight Clark went up, he caught the ball at the back of the end zone on a ball that Joe Montana was probably throwing away. That was just, like, one of the football things that I know he did. But, I mean, baseball in terms of what he did, obviously started out with the Brooklyn Dodgers. 67 years affiliated with the Dodgers. Just one of those guys that, I mean, he's seen it all. Called three perfect games. Obviously was a part of Gooden's perfect game back in the day in the World Series. I mean, he's seen, what was it? I think he called 12 World Series, 25 All-Star games. Just countless amounts of stuff that guy did, and the accomplishments that he did obviously were incredible. But I mean, just in terms of what he actually did, just working by himself for all those years, like, you think about it, everybody nowadays, they all have partners and everything like that. But Vin Scully was always on his own island. He was the guy that, I mean, every single fan, every single player wanted to shake his hand. He was out there with the likes of Bob Uecker, obviously. I mean, I'd say he was higher than Bob Uecker, but just in terms of what those guys actually brought to the table and made the game so much more enjoyable to watch and listen to. And, I mean, he was one of those guys, like I said, he was the reason why I wanted to get into sports broadcasting in the first place, because when you hear a guy like that calling games and just the way that he would go about it, it was beautiful to listen to. And, I mean, the world is truly going to miss another Angel.
Sandy Koufax, Tommy Lasorda, Vin Scully, Dodger Blue. Dodger Blue. That's all I'm going to say on it, Dirtbags. We're so fortunate and lucky to be a part of this game. We talk about it. I talk about it with players that we work with. Love it. Embrace it. And don't ever forget the people that we come across. You never know who you're going to see from day to day. Dirtbags, unfortunately, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.